We've come. The fight against Zulfagar. I also have some miracles.
Oh, Governor! Run away! Run away! Run away! Run! Run away! Run away!
What happened?
Run away, Governor. Run away.
Where's Amir?
The army has fallen apart.
I asked where Amir is.
He was the commander of the Misere. We don't have time to answer your question. Malek will arrive any moment.
You useless cowards.
What should we do, cousin?
Go. Go to your mother's tribe and make wool.
Oh, cousin.
Get lost. Clear the way so I can see outside.
Stay here, Marwan. I need you.
Are you coming from the battle or from the bathroom?
We'll talk about it later. Abu Yazid, tell them to bring all the copies of the Quran that we have in the camp.
What do you want the Qurans for?
Hurry up!
Hurry up, cousin. Hurry up! What's happened? Why are you naked? What did you do with your clothes, Amir?
My genitals saved my life. Are you having a good time in the command tent?
What tent? I had stuck to the pillar out of fear, that's all.
Put your ear close to the ground. It's shaking under the hooves of Nakai's horse.
What are you going to do with the Quran, Amir?
Perform a miracle.
Have you gone nuts?
That's the fate of the friends of the son of Abu Sufyan.
Where are you going?
I'm going to find a pair of trousers and put them on.
Why did you stop? This is a trick by Morvie. You've already seen his tricks many times. Don't be deceived. You only have 10 strikes of the sword until victory. Move! Why don't you follow the orders? Moavia wants to hide his worthless life behind the Quran. Don't give him the chance. Abu Ghutam! Aras! Habib! Aras!
We won't fight with the word of God. You hear me, Naqai?
These are just pieces of paper for the hypocrisy of Amir Ibn As. Have you forgotten that he wanted to block the Euphrates with drums?
I'm not blind, Ashtar. Can't you see the Qurans on the spears?
Ali is the walking Quran!
Ali, you've become an infidel, Ashtar. Right.
Malek, what should we do?
Don't you know what you should do?
We don't know. I swear to God that we do not know if we should stay with Ali or fight with the Quran!
Don't stop fighting, you idiots!
We won't fight with the Quran, Malek. You want us to commit a sin that would shake the sky? Who will be responsible for it?
I'll fight all alone.
Come back, Habib! Come back! Don't go! Come back!
I won't return. This is my brother's blood. It hasn't dried up yet. If you don't fight, I will kill you myself, and the Kufis will have to pay for my blood. Ha!
Don't go, Habib! Come back! Come back, Habib! Come back! They killed my darling son, Harkos! They'll kill you too! Who will be responsible for it?
Ali! Ali must stop the fighting!
And what if he doesn't?
We'll force him to stop with our swords. Why has Ali turned his back on us? We want to see him. We want to talk to him.
Ali is truly fed up with the ignorance of people like you. You always talk about your pledge of allegiance to Ali, but act according to the tricks of Amr and Muawiyah. You lost the river just because of a few drums. And now you're about to lose Siffin because of a few books.
They've put the Quran on their spears, man. Aren't you a Muslim?
Do you know the Quran better than Ali? The Quran was Muhammad's religion, but today every dirtle idol claims to know it. The Quran was Hamza, whose side was torn out by Abu Sufyan. The Quran was Abu Zah, who was buried in Rabazah. The Quran was Ammar, but we were blind and never saw him. The Quran is Ali himself. What you see on those spears are pieces of animal skins with some ink on them.
The Quran is the Quran. You've become infidels. You kill Muslims. Tell Ali that Ashtar should stop the fight.
And what if it doesn't?
I swear to God that we'll kill Ali.
No, Uthman, no, no, no! No, Uthman, no, no, no!
It's strange. Do you have any doubt about the ruthlessness of those people? They blocked the waterway. Didn't you see that? Didn't you hear what the Prophet told Ammar? Didn't you hear?
The narrators of those things are ordinary people. We see the Quran on those spears. Do you expect us to ignore what we see and fight for our religion based on what we hear? Stop that crazy Nakai. The only thing he sees is blood. We all know he kills Muslims. My son Harkos was killed while he had drawn his sword against the Muslims.
No, Uthman! No, Uthman! No, no, no! No, Uthman! No, no, no! No, Uthman! No, no, no! No, Uthman! No, no, no!
Yes, it's useless to argue with these people. Tell Malek to come back.
I knew it. I swear to God that I knew the invisible sword of Nabiga's son would target the stupidity of these people. I've been injured by the same sword myself.
Yes, sir.
Ashtar, wait! Don't go forward. Wait! Stop the fight. It's Ali's order.
Ali's order? Which Quran do you believe in? Muhammad's Quran? Or the Quran of Nagiba's son?
It's stupidity, Ashtar. This is Ali's order.
Don't you see that? I'm only 10 steps away from the tent of sedition. Should I
Please
really go back?
Go back, Ashtar. The Kufis have drawn their swords. They want to kill Ali.
The fate of Siphon will be determined by 10 more strikes of the sword. Is it fair to give up a fight that we're about to win? Don't keep the Kufis busy. I finished this job.
Ashtar, it's useless. It's useless. Those people have lost their understanding as well as their religion. If you waste more time, they will kill Ali. Oh.
Let's go back. The main enemies are in our own army.
Bravo. Bravo!
Is that all?
That's not all. I haven't forgotten the governorship of Egypt. By the way, Amir, what was the secret behind your getting naked?
Ali was about to kill me with his sword, Zalfaga. I took off my clothes. He was ashamed, so he didn't look at me. Then I immediately ran away.
Let's go!
Can you hear them, Malek? There's no judge but Allah. Can you hear them? They sold their hearts and faith for a piece of animal skin and some ink. These people, they recite the word of God to the ears of the vicegerent of God, but they're deaf to loads and loads of truth. I'll cut all of them to pieces with my sword!
You stupid animal! Stop it!
Calm down, Chontab. These people are like a toothache for us. We will sit in Ali's shadow until they become silent.
I'm even ashamed of my horse. I'm ashamed, Malek.
Take the saddle and bridle off your horse so that it can relax.
With Amr ibn As's trick, tension penetrated into Imam Ali's army, and many of his ignorant companions attacked him and resorted to threats to make him stop the fight. Imam Ali was fed up and said, "O people, you would always act according to what I would tell you, but the battle has made you tired. I swear to God, if you've lost some people in the battle, and some of you are still alive, the enemy suffered a bigger loss. Yesterday, I was the commander of the faithful, but today you command me. Yesterday, I was stopping people, but today, you're stopping me."
I would be ashamed to talk to Ali. Ashamed whenever I would lose hope. Amar was my confidant. Now I'm here, but Amar isn't here. He's gone. He's got rid of the evil deeds of these blind people.
Malek, I knew there would be a huge difference between the Battle of the Camel and Siffin. In the Battle of the Camel, we fought against ignorance and we won. In Siffin, we fought against tricks. We lost.
We lost a battle that we were about to win, Gase! I almost hit the pole of Moavia's tent, but these people struck me in the back with their daggers.
We've come here to Siffin to chant the same slogan as we always do. There's no judge but Allah. All right? God's decree is Ali's heart, which is full of pain. Siffin's fate is in arbitration. An arbitrator from Kufar and an arbitrator from the Levant. Whatever they decide, we'll obey.
Ashari should be the arbitrator of the people in Kufa.
Ali will decide who'll arbitrate. Ash'ari is the most righteous person. He's a man of God. It was Ash'ari who tried to stop us from the war several times before we came here. It was Ash'ari who warned us against the Battle of Siffin, but not one of us. Not one among us listened to his words of truth. We'll appoint Ash'ari as our arbitrator.
Ash'ari!
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 Are you coming from Siffin?
Yes, Sheikh. I'm coming from Siffin.
Okay. What happened there?
A battle raged on. The soldiers of the Levant put the Quran on their spears. Then the army of Kufa laid down their spears. They decided to make a compromise.
All praises to Allah, Master of the world.
The army of Kufa has appointed you as arbitrator.
To do what?
To sit down with Amr ibn As and talk about the conflict between Ali and Muawiyah. The person who's right can be the caliph.
Surely we belong to Allah, and to him we shall surely return. Why, Abu Musa? There are many people in Ali's army who recite the Quran.
You were impartial over Siffin, Sheikh, so you're the most suitable person to be arbitrator in this conflict.
Allah is sufficient for us, and most excellent is the protector. O God, your witness that I stay away from the conflicts in this world as much as possible. But fate doesn't leave me alone.
What's happened again, Kendi? You sold the golden fate of Siffin for a few pieces of animal skin. What do you want from our painful hearts now?
We were deceived, Malek. We were deceived. We are ready to be punished by Ali's sword. If Ali wants us, then we'll destroy the army of deceit in the blink of an eye.
It's a lie! You're feeble in your religion! You can't even make up for your mistakes with thousands of jihads. No nation in history has ever done to its leader what you did to Ali. You forced him to agree to arbitration. You designate Ash'ari as the arbitrator. Ali told you that he's the walking Quran. He told you, didn't he? Ali told you! Ali told you! He told you that Ash'ari isn't a match for Nagiba's son, didn't he? You want a plaything, not a caliph!
Tell Ali to stay, Ashtar. All of these people will repent.
These people can only repent by death, and it's not going to happen soon. Ali is faithful to his commitments. He never acts against what he promises. Go pack up your prayer mats. Pack them up and your turbans.
Tomorrow we'll go back to Kufa. Ashas, from Islam, you've only learned to repeat its Arabic words by heart.
But tell me what will happen to Siffin then.
The arbitrator between Moaviyeh and us is the Quran. The fate of Siffin will be decided in Dumat al-Jandal by that idiot Ash'ari and that trickster Amir ibn As.
The soldiers put the Quran on their spears in a trick by Moaviyeh. Some warriors like Malik al-Ashtar, who had pledged allegiance to Ali wholeheartedly with their swords, knew that they were only steps away from a victory that would relieve the Muslims of the tricks of the green-clad men, as well as their oppression forever. Malik knew it. He knew everything. But the weak, superficial bigots, the unbeliever, sanctimonious people, who were reinvited to faith by God, and who were examples of the Quranic verse, "O you who believe, believe in Allah," surrounded the Imam with their stubbornness and violence.
Those people who were later called the infidels of Narawan
and were disgraced in history left the painful fate of Siffin to the arbitration trick. Those infidels didn't have all the same stance. Some of them confessed to their mistakes and repented, but some of them continued chanting the slogan, "There's no judge but Allah," and went as far as to even call Imam Ali an infidel. Anyhow, the arbitrator of the people of the Levant, Amr ibn As, and the arbitrator of the people of Iraq, Abu Musa Ash'ari, planned to meet in a place between Iraq and the Levant called Dumat al-Jandal to settle the dispute between Ali and Muawiyah, according to the Quran. But the result, Dumat al-Jandal, was born out of deceit and stupidity.
Abu Musa, I tell you I'm worse than the devil. If I want something bad for Muhammad's Ummah, come and take a look at this. Look here. Your name is on this list.
That's not a good reason. That list is invalid. Only the word of God counts.
Yes, only the word of God counts.
فَمَنْ قُتَلَ مَزْلُومًا فَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا لِوَلِيٍّ سُلْطَانًا فَلَا يُسْرِفْ فِي الْقَتْلِ إنه كان منصورا.
Hey, soldier. Go tell your governor that a fat Arab man has come here to announce that the season of rats and molting of snakes has arrived. Don't laugh. I'm tired. Go.
Sure. So, you guys are spying on me, right?
We are servants of the Sheikh's companions.
This government is up and running thanks to me. The only thing your governor with his big belly can do is eat. He's hired some people to spy on me, right?
Don't get angry, Sheikh. I hope God will always keep you safe. We're coming to Dumat al-Jandal to serve you as devotees.
Oh, you're devotees. servants of the companions, your excellency. These words are just like the bones lying round on your idiot governor's tablecloth. I'm not a sheikh or a commander. I'm Amr ibn As. Amr, the son of As. And you're a threat from Abu Sufyan's son.
You are our confidant, Amr. We've pledged brotherhood to you. We would even tell you our secret.
No. No, we haven't pledged eternal brotherhood. The time of needs and trust is over. I feel like I've become a burden and unreliable. I'm leaving for Fustat.
Fustat? What are you going to do with Dumat al-Jandal?
Well, I feel like I've already done enough for Dumat al-Jandal. I've brainwashed Ashari. You can send any idiot over there and get what you want.
Did the red-clad men upset you?
These men have dyed their clothes with blood. Why do they have to come with me?
To take care of you?
To take care of what exactly?
Your life.
My life? You needn't try so hard. Why did you do it to me? I was the one who taught you these lies. I know something about the eyes. The eyes reveal the secrets of the heart. I can see your evil intentions written all over your damned eyes. Thank you very much. Aren't you ashamed, you big-bellied man?
You're overstepping the mark, father of plots. Politics has some principles. One of its principles is don't even trust your own eyes.
Really?
The red-clad men will come to Dumat al-Jandal with you to take care of you and what you say. I am the Caliph, nobody else! I would never expect a smart person like you to get offended because of the red-clad men. You're only supposed to do your job. What are you afraid of? Each of us are supposed to be in our own places. Even if you become the governor of Egypt, you'll still be under my command. Otherwise, I wouldn't be the Caliph.
I've never been under anyone's control at all. I don't want the governorship of Egypt. Muhammad was the messenger of God, but he never ever forced me to obey him. Farewell then, Abu Sufyan's son.
Our deal will only be annulled when one of us dies, Amr. The red-clad men are the guarantors of the deal.
Don't waste your time for no reason. Go to Dumat al-Jandal. You've had enough negotiations. Depose Ali. And give the sermon for the fourth caliph in the name of Mawir. Understand? When you're on the pulpit, you'll probably see the devil who will try to tempt you to give the sermon in your own name. In that case, look at the Red Clan men, Amr. They could turn you into a hedgehog in the blink of an eye.
Aba Yazid!
Yes, Amr.
Turn me into a hedgehog! Right here!
You're both smart and stupid. Do you want to die? I have no objection. Slaughter him like a halal flesh animal.
No!
Excuse me, Sheikh. Which direction is the Qibla?
Aba Yazid!
Yes, Amr.
Okay, you win.
I wasn't supposed to lose, Amr.
People sometimes make mistakes. I wanted... I had decided to give the sermon in my own name. In my own name.
Do you know what your problem is, Amr?
That I think of myself as the father of plots, and think of you as the father of ignorance.
You really are the father of plots. But the claim that I'm the father of ignorance is controversial. My father, Abu Sufyan, has said in his will that I should give positions to the fathers of plots. But I should also hold a sword tied with a strand of hair above their heads. Go, Amr. The banks of the Nile, in return for the sermon you'll give in Dumat al-Jandal.